For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show on this finally Friday. It is October 18th, 5:30. Thank you guys so much for being here. A windy Friday, that's for sure. Just before 2, the wind just totally woke me up. I was like, what is going on? And from there on out, it's just been really, really breezy this morning. So keep that in mind as you're getting up, getting ready to start your day today.
Were your Halloween decorations still there when you pulled out of the house this morning?
Yeah, they were, but I saw the people that have like the inflatables, they were all over the place this morning. So I was like, oh, that's going to, you know, hopefully that's still in your yard by the time you get up, because I'm definitely up before my neighbors are up in the neighborhood.
When I took Jax out this morning, he opened up the back door and he goes running out and he starts barking as if there was someone in the backyard, and like, oh gosh, what's going on? And I go around the corner there and my neighbor has these inflatable spiders in his front yard, and one of them got loose and had blown up against our gate. So it's there pressed against our gate, and I'm sure he'll come get it this morning. But when Jax went outside, he was like freaking out because there's this deflated giant spider in our backyard.
Well,
right now,
hopefully this wind dies down today, so you know, looking for a nicer cooler weekend here ahead. So how you doing this morning?
Good. I was at Mecum Auctions yesterday. Mecum Auctions is here in town this weekend at the convention center. So I spent my afternoon there, and it was fun. A lot of really cool cars out there at Mecum Auctions. So it was a good day for me. It was a nice day yesterday. Are you going out to the track today, or when do you go out to the track for your NASCAR event?
I work Saturday and Sunday out there. Yeah. So I'll be hosting the in-track festivities and then pit road before they get ready to go. I am told in my ear, go find this driver. So I'm running up and down the grid, like, okay, where's Joey Logano? I've got to find him. And then I find him, and then I go up, do a 20-second interview with him, run to the next driver. So it gets really hectic for that, you know, moment in time. But it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it sounds like a fun. You do a great job with it, too. Do you know all the drivers? If they say, hey, go get Eddie Jones. Like, oh, gosh, who's Eddie Jones? Do you know who all the drivers are?
Yeah, there's a lot of prep that goes into it. So usually the night before, my producers will say, hey, we for sure want to speak to these people. So I'll do my research. I'll be like, okay, what have they posted on social media lately? What are they saying about their car? Where did they find out, you know, what they how they do in practice? How did their car feel? And so I kind of make some notes to myself, so I have information on every single driver that I know I'm going to be talking to. And then I also do it on like the big names. Like there's the race for the championship. There's the final eight that have been named. And so I make sure I have something on every single one of those, because I'm probably going to be talking to a couple of those guys.
And you don't know which one you're going to get. It's just they tell you who to go find and do your thing. Like you'll know the drivers, but you might talk to so-and-so, and all of a sudden they say, go find this guy. There's no like layout of who you're going to talk to in the afternoon.
No, they give me a list of, we for sure want you to talk to these people. Mm-hmm. But then this is just on the grid. Like I also do like in the Neon Garage, there's a stage set up, and they'll bring people over for me to interview on stage for like all the fans to watch. And so I already know who those people are going to be. Like I already have my schedule on that. So I'll be doing that. But yeah, the grid is what they call the, you know, where all the cars are lined up. And
okay.
So when I go to the grid, it's like they'll say, try to get these three drivers. These are the three must-haves. If there's someone else available, you can grab them, but these are the three we want. And so I try to find those guys.
Oh, and it's on you then to go find those guys.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
all
pressure.
On me.
Yeah.
Like,
go get get so-and-so. Okay.
He's starting fifth, so I run to the fifth spot. I'm like, hey, can I get a second? And then they're like, yeah. I've never been turned down, knock on wood, but, you know, sometimes they pretend like you're not there until you get in their face. Like, hello.
Wasn't there one year they said to no one can get Bryce Harper, but because of your connection with him, he came up to you and spoke to you?
Yeah, like no one was able to get him. And then I go, Bryce, it's Mercedes. And he turned around and I was like, can I interview you? He's like, of course. And they're like, how'd you get him? I'm like, man, our Vegas roots run deep. I'm telling you.
Pays to have connections and know people. That's
for
awesome.
For sure. So yeah, it should be a fun time. If you're out there, say hi. I'd love to see you guys. So many of our listeners head on out to the track for one of the two NASCAR weekends here in town. It's going to be a good time. So hope to see you guys all there. Let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Crazy by Seal?
But we're never going to survive unless we get a little crazy. No, we're never going to survive.
Do you want to hear Say You'll Be There by Spice Girl?
Giving you everything, all that joy can bring, this I swear.
You want to hear Face Down by Red Jumpsuit Apparatus?
Do you feel like a man when you push her around? Do you feel better now as she falls to the ground?
Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now a couple of ways. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM, vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1.
Here we go.
You're going to want
to
hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, is there something your mom or your dad still does for you, even though you're an adult? I just found out my mom is still doing this for my brother. I can't believe it. We'll talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and by one vote, Face Down by Red Jumpsuit Apparatus is a pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it.
Yeah.
It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick up.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Do your parents still do something for you, even though you're an adult? I remember when I moved into my house here in Las Vegas, my dad like insulated my garage. He went to Home Depot and got like all this insulation to insulate my garage because the garage wasn't insulated. And I was like, man, it's really nice to have your parents do something. But is there like an age where it's like, okay, it's probably time to stop doing that. And maybe I'm the only one that thinks that my brother should be doing this on his own. But I was talking to my mom last night and we were talking about cell phone bills. I made a comment that ours is so expensive because, you know, we've got the four of us on ours. And she goes, yeah, she's like, mine's not cheap either. I've got the two of us on ours. And I was like, the two of you, who? Yeah, my dad passed away a few years ago. She's like, oh, me and your brother. And I was like, you still pay for his cell phone? He's in his 30s. Why are you paying for his cell phone? Why doesn't he pay for his own cell phone? And she's like, it's just a matter of convenience. We're on the friends and family thing. And that I get. Like, if you get a cheaper rate because you're, you know, the extra line
sure,
is only
yeah,
X
course,
amount.
Yeah.
But it's just, it was funny to me that he's in his 30s and my mom is still paying his cell phone bill.
Do you think it's like a youngest child syndrome? Because my parents do, and I agree with you, Eddie. I think you get to a certain age where you step out on your own, you pay for your own things. My parents don't pay for anything for me. They don't do anything for Jenny. But my brother, oh my gosh, who is the youngest in our family, they watch his kids all the time. He wants to send his kids to CCD classes. It's like Catholic school classes. If you go to public school and you're Catholic and you want them to learn the religion, you send them to CCD classes. He made a comment that it's pretty expensive. Oh, my parents stepped in. Well, pay for the CCD classes. No problem, baby John. We'll take care of you. Maybe it's a youngest child syndrome or something.
I do think there is something to that. I know my mom, her bank account is she has access to my brother's bank account, and she'll just randomly like transfer $300
in
there. Just
Mario.
To, I mean, he's just making out like a bandit, and I've never been transferred money. I don't think she has any access to my accounts, and so it's just very. It part of me thinks it's sweet, and the other part of me is like, hey, what's going on here? Is there anything that your parents still do for you? To this day, 702-364-9400.
Now, as a parent to two daughters, do you think there'll be a day when they're completely cut off, or do you think you'll not constantly, but still throughout the years, continue to help them in little ways?
I probably will, just because, you know, they're my kids and I love them and stuff. But I've noticed that as they're getting older, the roles are reversing a little bit. Like if they make money, they want to buy us stuff, and it's really sweet. But I feel a little bit of guilt. I'm like, no, save your money. Mm-hmm. And for instance, my daughter, she bought tickets for my husband and her to go to one of the playoff baseball games when the Padres were playing the Dodgers. And I saw the price of those tickets. They were not cheap. And she had a job over the summer, and she has a job now, and she used her own money so she could do that for him. And I just thought it was the sweetest thing. But part of me is like, no, save your money. You don't have to do something like that.
That is very sweet. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2155.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is finally Friday. It's October 18th. Thanks so much for being here. It is 6:01 on this windy kickoff to your weekend. I was just reading this study this morning. Tell me how you react when this happens. The study finds that seeing your partner get hit on might make you love them less. Do you feel a certain way if you see your spouse get hit on? And is it more like on the negative side where, oh man, don't talk to me, I don't want to talk to you, you're getting hit on? Or are you like, oh, I love you more because other people want you? How do you feel when you see someone check out your partner?
I don't love her less. It doesn't, unless she's in danger or something's going to happen, then I would get worried. But it doesn't bother me if someone were to flirt or check out Laura as they're walking around or something. It doesn't bother me, nor do I think of her any less. Why? I'm trying to wrap my head around why you would be find your partner less attractive if you see someone else attracted her. What else, like, validate your partnership? Like, yeah, I do have an attractive husband, attractive wife. And that kind of validates everything when someone does that. Why do you think that would be?
I don't think you find them less attractive. It says that you love them less.
Love them less.
And it says they say it may trigger these fears about potentially losing them or being rejected. So it's basically your way of doing that first, so you don't get rejected.
Oh,
so,
gosh. Wow,
you know, it's
deep,
very,
yeah,
very psychological. I think it's hilarious. I love it. Because I have something to tease him about after that. Like, oh, look who likes you. They're flirting with you. And I think it is absolutely hilarious. And then he gets all embarrassed and turns red. And it just gives me something to tease him about. So it does not bother me at all. I think it is. I actually think it's absolutely adorable. And what's, I'm like, well, she has good taste. Look at her.
What's Matt's reaction when you do that to him? I'm like, oh.
He's like, stop it. He's like, I don't care. Stop it. And I think it's so funny,
it's
to tease him about. But some people get really jealous about that. You know, I remember once someone made a comment to me. It was a guy, and I think it was just meant as a compliment. I don't think that there was anything like malintentions or anything like that. He made a comment to me and like, yo, you look really pretty. And I was like, oh, thank you. And Matt wasn't there, but one of his buddies was there. Mm-hmm. And he's like, that's just so disrespectful. I'm going to tell Matt. And I was like, oh my God, go ahead. Tell him. He's not going to care.
He'll be fine. He was there, right?
Why is that disrespectful? I thought he gave me, it wasn't creepy. He's like, oh, that dress is really pretty. You look really pretty tonight. And I was like, thank you. you know, I appreciate it. And that was it, you know? And so he did tell, he texted him, and Matt sent me a screenshot with like question marks. And he goes, am I supposed to get mad that someone said you were pretty? And I was like, yes, apparently.
So. Yeah. And also a nice friend that all of a sudden sending Matt the messages like, why are you telling me this, dude? She just got received a compliment. His buddy is like snitching on you almost.
He was snitching
on me. Reporting back to Matt.
I dared him. He's like, I'm going to text Matt and tell him. I go, go ahead. He's not going to care. And he didn't care. You know, what does he expect him to storm down there? Yeah. Never say my wife looks pretty again or else, you know.
You're hosting an event. Who in this room said my wife looks pretty tonight?
She does not.
Look at that dress. You think that's pretty? It's horrific.
I'll show you pretty when my pretty knuckles hit your face.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, we've got so much coming up on the show this Friday morning. Those Coldplay tickets, sold out show, Allegiant Stadium. You're going to be there because we have your tickets coming up at 7:30. Also, are we good playing the Forever Young song this morning?
Oh, yeah. It came out last night, and we were teasing it. I got a sneak peek of the new David Guetta, Ava Max, Alphaville song Forever Young. It's like a remix. It's a reinvention of the classic that is 40 years old. Ooh. Came out in 1984, and we're going to play that for you and see, you know, what you think about it. It's really good.
It's a great sound. And then coming up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you have for us?
We are going to get you the latest on the death of Liam Payne. We have more details, and his One Direction bandmates are now speaking out. We'll tell you all about it coming up next in What's Trending.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We have heads up in about 5 minutes, and when you win, you're getting tickets to go see comedian Nick Swardson this weekend.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the mornings, What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Liam Payne is trending again this morning. Just new details are emerging from the post-autopsy report about his final moments after his death on Wednesday at the age of 31. An initial report revealed that he may have fallen in a state of semi or total unconsciousness before the fatal fall, meaning that it was likely he was impaired when that happened. Mm-hmm. The autopsy found 25 injuries that were consistent with a fall, with craniocerebral injuries as the primary cause of death, compounded by hemorrhages in the skull, the thorax, the abdomen, and the limbs. His death is being investigated as a questionable death, though reports suggest he was alone during the fall and experiencing a substance abuse related episode. Minutes before it happened, at 5:07 p.m., hotel staff, they called 911 and they reported a guest under the influence of drugs and alcohol who had damaged objects in his room. I just feel like this is so morbid. I'm just reporting the facts, but I guess the way he fell indicated he didn't try to protect himself on the fall.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, and these are the facts that you're getting, because there's so much misinformation that's out there.
Yeah, just trying to give you guys the information. Investigators did find narcotics, alcohol, destroyed furniture in the hotel room with no signs of foul play or third-party involvement. His death has deeply affected so many people, and a lot of celebrities are paying tribute online. Halsey shared that she was a devoted One Direction fan, expressed her sorrow, saying that she cannot fathom this untimely loss. Camila Cabello, who also got her start on The X Factor, remembered meeting Liam as a young artist and calling his passing a tragedy. All of his former One Direction bandmates, Harry Styles, Louis Tomlinson, Zayn Malik, and Niall Horan, they have they released a joint statement from the band's Instagram account expressing their devastation and vowing to treasure their memories with him forever. They've also individually paid tribute on their own social media too. So so many people that have been touched by him. And then this morning, I was reading that he may have really been struggling before his death, because the Daily Mail, I don't know how reliable they are, but they're reporting that his record label Universal had dropped him as an artist just days before he died. So
I saw that someone had posted, you know, so many fan posts and everything, fan posting that you're always dreaming of a One Direction reunion to happen one day. Never thought in a million years that this reunion would happen, but at one of their funerals. He's so young, 31 years old.
Yeah, that's really just sad. So there you go. That's the latest that we have. Of course, as we get more information, we'll pass it along, and that is what's trending.
We have Heads Up right now, and caller 20, you get to play Heads Up. Our phone number is 702-364-9400. You're caller 20, you get to play, and we got a great prize for you for this weekend.
We have those Nick Swarsden tickets for you. Go see the comedian at the Summit Showroom at the Venetian tomorrow night. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. We have only one category left since it's Friday, and that category is Navy SEAL. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you will win. Caller 20, you are playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Dave, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We are great. Also, you are caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes.
Okay, so we have these Nick Swarsden tickets for tomorrow night at the Venetian. When you win, your category today, since it's Friday, it's Navy SEAL. The U.S. Navy's birthday was on Sunday. So these are all things that are associated with the military, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
Let's do you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Dave, you know the rules. 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct and you win. And Dave, Heads Up starts now.
They all march together and they...
Marine.
They're all what? They're all...
Military. They're all armed services.
I'm going to pass on that. Okay. Not an airplane, but these fly in the air and they go straight up. They go straight up.
Rocket.
Another name is chopper for them.
Oh, helicopter.
Yes. They go underwater and...
submarine.
Yes. This is what you do when you see someone that's higher ranking than you. You put your hand on
you
your...
salute them.
Yes. This is what you might earn. A Purple Heart is a type of one of these.
A medal?
Yes. These are what you wear around your neck to identify yourself.
Elaine?
They're made out of metal and they have your name and they're in
a medallion.
No, they're this is
pass.
Okay.
Ten
let's
seconds.
Pass. When you they're told you have to go to North Carolina, that's called your what? They're giving you your what?
Time.
I'm so sorry, Dave. That was deployment. The thing around your neck, dog tags. And the very first one, it's like such a general term. I couldn't think of anything specific. Soldier. Just a soldier. I'm so sorry, Dave. That means at caller 20, you're getting these tickets, two of them, to see Nick Swarsden tomorrow night at the Summit Showroom inside the Venetian. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400. On the way next, we have been teasing you with this new song out this morning, and we want to get your opinion on it. It's the new Alphaville David Guetta Ava Max. David Guetta and Ava Max kind of put together this new version of the classic song. And what other songs that are out use samples from older songs that you actually really love? We're going to talk about all that and play the song coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. It's probably one of the biggest songs on TikTok right now. It was number one for a long time. And just seeing a massive resurgence over the summer. And that song is Alphaville's Forever Young from 1984. I can't believe that song is celebrating 40 years. Last night, a new version of the song was released, which we're going to play for you here in a second. From David Guetta and Ava Max and Alphaville, they are listed as artists on the track, and I can't wait to get your opinion from it. I love when other artists sample older songs, and you know they do a remix of a song. I just feel like it's a great way to pay tribute to some of the really good songs. Is there a sample in a song that you really like, or maybe that it took you a long time to notice? Like you listening to the song, and you're like, how do I know this beat? Like, what is this from? And then you're like, oh. And one of the songs we play on this station, which I really love, is Houdini by Eminem. Mm-hmm. Which is from a Steve Miller Band song called Abracadabra. And now I think if I ever heard this song out, I'd have to say, Eminem. I would sing the Eminem parts with it, too. What is a sample in a song that you love or a remix that you love? 702-364-9400.
There's so many of them. There's a Destiny Child's song, Bootylicious. If you didn't know, they sample Stevie Nicks and Edge of 17.
That guitar, that
yes,
like when they both of those songs start, I can't tell which song.
No, you can't. No, yeah,
it takes me a minute. Like, okay, wait, are we getting Stevie Nicks or are we getting Destiny's Child here? Which one is it?
You also, I think it was time yesterday, you were talking about Rihanna's song SOS and all the 80s lyrics that she references in the song. I didn't realize that she's sampling Tainted Love in here.
Yeah. You can hear it right there. Tainted Love.
Check out this. There's a remix. It's perfect. Listen to this.
Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, there are so many good ones. Are you guys ready? Do you guys want to hear the new one?
Oh, I want to. Yeah, Mercedes snuck me into the room when she was hearing it, and this is one of my favorite songs of all time. And I instantly loved this song that they did in this remix. I think it's fantastic.
Okay, so we're going to play it for you now. Let us know what you guys think about it. 702-364-9400. Just released last night, David Guetta, Alphaville, and Ava Max, Forever Young on Mix 94.1.
Don't leave the fate. What's here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. What is going on this morning? Instagram is in the news. They're rolling out some new features that are aimed at protecting teens from sextortion crimes and scams. That's when scammers threaten that they're going to share intimate photos of the user unless they get some form of payment. Meta is saying that one of the features expected soon is prohibiting the ability to screenshot or record temporary images, like on your stories. You know, you can screenshot those right now.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to do those anymore, as well as photos that are sent through direct messaging. They're going to have the allow replay and the view once photos. Those are not going to be allowed to be opened on desktops. The tech giant's also teaming up with a crisis text line to support those who fall victim to the scam or have other safety concerns.
Oh, that's great, because that technology is out there. I have YouTube TV, and sometimes I'll be watching something on my phone on TV, and you can rewind it and everything. I'll go back to want to record something or take a picture of it, and it lets you record it and take a picture. But then when you go back to watch it, it's just a black screen.
Yeah.
You can't capture anything. That's great.
I know. I think it's a really good thing. Also this morning, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, it's this weekend, and 16 of music's biggest acts are going to be honored this time. And there includes such names like Mary J. Blige, Cher, Ozzy Osbourne. There's going to be a ton of celebrities attending too. Busta Rhymes, Kelly Clarkson. Those celebrities are going to be in the audience presenting the awards, and some will even be performing. The ceremony is going to air on Disney Plus on Saturday and on demand. But in the performer category, the people that are going to be inducted, like I said, Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool & the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. So
that's a great lineup.
The iconic names there. Yes, well deserved. Finally, this morning, just take the time to say hello to your fellow coworkers. Nadine Hansen, she is a recruitment manager, and she is going to be getting some money after she was ignored by her new boss, Andrew Gilchrist. She was excluded. She also was excluded from pay raises that he gave to her colleagues. He had recently taken over this business and would ignore when Nadine said hello to him. He would just walk right past her like
rude.
She didn't exist, undermined her at the office, and led to her eventually resigning because she felt undervalued. She got anxiety from working with this guy who wouldn't acknowledge her presence. So the judge on this case ruled that his actions were unreasonable, saying, "I find that there was no reasonable or proper cause for deliberately ignoring her when she arrived at work, despite her greeting him three times." She won her claims for an unfair firing and unauthorized deduction from wages after he held back her sick pay. So she's going to get paid, and she's going to be paid well for being ignored.
I may not know everyone's name, but I always say hi to everyone that I see here in the building.
There was one person that we worked for that would ignore me every single time I walk by them. Completely ignore. Hi. Good morning. Nothing. And then I don't know what
making
happened.
Me choke on my coffee.
I don't know what happened, but then all of a sudden they decided they were going to say hello to me. And I was shocked. That first time after being ignored, I was like, morning. Just expecting silence. Morning, how are you? I was like, what?
I'm put a name up there because I don't get anyone in trouble. Is that what you're talking about? It was someone different.
No.
Really? Someone
person.
Ignored you all the time?
No,
all of a sudden?
I wish that
he
person ignored me. Gosh, that would have been wonderful if that person ignored me.
But this person was all of a sudden, like a switch went on. Like,
just
oh,
one day they decided they liked me. And they were like, oh, good morning. How are you? I was like, what did that?
Left speechless.
Yeah.
Coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour, lots going on, including Coldplay sold out at Allegiant Stadium. But we got your tickets at 7:30 when you conquered the Mega Minutes.
And coming up next, have you ever found yourself doing something and that maybe this song was playing in your head?
What was I made for?
Where you were like, what am I doing with my life? Has my life been reduced to being this for this? I was doing something last night and I couldn't stop thinking like, wow, I really am sitting here doing this. We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Sometimes I just put musical soundtracks to my life. Do you ever like find yourself doing something and a song is playing in your mind? Like, if my life was a TV show, this would be the score to it,
okay?
Right now. And so last night I was doing something and this was playing in the back of my head.
What was I made for?
I was like, what was I made for? So this weekend, my daughter has homecoming and she's going with a group of friends and she got her dress and it's really cute and all that. And she's like, I just wish I was a little more tan. And I was like, do you want me to put some like self tanner on you or something? And she's like, would you? And I was like, sure. And the way the dress is cut, like, it's, you know, the style that they wear. They're really like short and it's got like spaghetti straps and stuff. I was like, well, I mean, I'm going to have to put it all over your body because, I mean, you know, there's not a lot to this dress. And she's like, that's fine. So last night she comes in and I am on my hands and my knees, like rubbing this self tanner with a tanning mitt all over her body. I mean, back of legs, calves. I'm like, lift up your leg, move your thigh this way. Okay, here, let me get your butt. Like, I'm doing her back.
Full coverage, huh?
I'm like, front of her body. I'm like, okay, I got to get you here. Okay, lift your arm up. And I, the whole time I'm rubbing this all over her body, all I could think of is, what was I made for? And she goes, I bet it was your lifelong dream to apply self-tanner to your child. I go, I can honestly say I never even thought about this as a dream, but I'm happy to do it for you, kiddo. And she's just like, yeah, this is awkward, but thank you for doing it.
It's the perfect song as you're doing that.
What was I made for?
Self-tanning on your daughter.
What'd you find yourself doing where you thought, oh my gosh, what was I made for? I also think that anytime I have to pick up, clean up any sort of vomit from anyone that wasn't my vomit. And I'm like, what was I made for? I'm just cleaning up someone's vomit here. What the heck?
For me, it has to deal with like dog and horse poo. Anytime I'm walking Jax or Zoe and they stop and go to the bathroom on the sidewalk, you know, they're ready to go. You got to stop and get that doggy bag out.
This is my life. Been reduced to just picking up the feces of animals.
And it's always, there's never any traffic, but as soon as Jax goes, all of a sudden cars start driving by. I'm like, eh. let me just pick this up right now.
This is what I was made for. Tiffany, when did you find yourself saying, what was I made for?
You know, my mom was sick and she couldn't bathe herself. I was having to get in the shower with her and give her a bath.
Oh, man. And that is like a humbling thing, I'm sure, for your mom. And then you're in there and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, like, I think it sets in, like, my mom used to take care of me, but now here I am taking care of her. Is that what you were thinking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to go through. I remember going through that with my dad.
Oh, yeah.
And we would have to, like, bathe him and stuff. And it was really, it's a hard thing. That's not, like, I wouldn't make light of that at all. That's really a tough situation.
Yeah, that's serious. And it's very sweet that you're there for your mom to take care of like that. And you were there for your father in his time of need as well.
Jessica, when did you find yourself saying, what was I made for?
Waxing my younger brother's back and a couple of his friends when they were going on like a spring break trip so that, you know, they didn't have like butt bangs hanging out of their swim trunks.
Butt bangs! I've never heard that phrase in my life!
Let's hit this.
Sometimes you don't know how low to go and when you need to stop. So
you're like, has my life been reduced to waxing my brother's butt bangs?
Yep.
That is the greatest phrase ever. I think she gets line of the day.
Honestly,
I've never heard that before.
And that's so a real thing. That is a real thing for guys. That area, like, why does that area get so hairy? It's I actually had that lasered off because I didn't want to deal with it. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's but the fact that she did it, not only for her brother, but her brother's friends all lined up.
Can you trim our butt bangs? My husband doesn't have butt bangs.
Oh, he's
Is that
blessed.
A common thing?
He's
not a very hairy guy.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's very unhairy, but I'm going to ask him, like, why don't you have butt bangs?
It's like the hair starts up here and it goes down real
That's
low, ladies.
That's so funny.
It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. It is finally a Friday. As we go into the weekend, I got to get something off my chest. This is just driving me crazy. Have you ever gone to a place to pick up your takeout? And I always think to myself, check the bag before you leave. Check the bag before you leave. And we did this the other night, and I didn't check the bag before we left. We get home, we opened the bag, and completely screwed up order. I was so frustrated. And it was late at night. It was after my daughter's game. She ordered like a mac and cheese. They gave her a tomato soup.
Oh, disappointing.
So she had to make her own dinner at home. I ordered half a tuna sandwich. I got a ham and cheese sandwich. I'm like, what the? Like, I would like to give a negative shout out right now to that soup and sandwich place that will remain unnamed for screwing up our order. It was, oh my gosh. I think we should do negative shout outs right now. Negative shout out to the place that constantly screws up our orders. And I never learn to check my order before I leave. I need to do that. Who do you want to make a negative shout out to right now? Let's do this. 702-364-9400.
This is great. Get it off your chest. Your negative shout out. I would like to give a shout out to the gentleman that was driving his Dodge Ram truck, Charleston and Desert Foothills area. Really cool truck. Lifted. Love the look. Two dogs, though, in the bed of his truck.
Oh, negative shout out.
Negative shout out. Why are you doing that? Even if your dogs are trained, and I don't think these dogs were used to being in the bed of a truck, because I'm running with Jax. He's turning out onto Desert Foothills, and his dogs start to bark at Jax. Jax starts to bark back at them. I'm like, dude, what if your dogs try to jump out? Or, God forbid, you get in an accident?
That's terrible.
You got a break? That's just, it's got to be illegal. That can't be legal. So, to the dude that was driving his Dodge Ram truck with the two dogs in the back of it, negative shout out to you, buddy.
Okay, we want to take your negative shout outs here at 702-364-9400. You can call us, you can text us. The phones are starting to line up here. Bailey just texted us. She said, negative shout out to David, the kid who used to make fun of my mustache when I was in high school. Negative. Shout out.
Your calls are coming up here next.
Win cash. It's
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We're taking your negative shout outs. Who do you want to negatively shout out this morning? Jessica, good morning. Who is it for you?
Good morning. So there is a burger place that is closest to my house, but I cannot go there because every time they mess it up. And I have to keep in mind to go to a different one if I'm craving that particular place.
Negative shout out, burger place. Like, get it together. Why is it that people... Do you think they're doing it on purpose, Jessica?
I'm starting to wonder if they do.
I wonder that, too. It's like, one place cannot screw up this much. Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to our junior listener, Aisley. Aisley, who do you want to negatively shout out?
So, when it was my first volleyball game with my school, when I was watching a Vikings game, the refs kept on, like, calling so many, like, calls on us. And we were just kind of, like, we still won, but they were giving, like, all the points to the other team. They would call doubles on us, and there was no doubles.
What grade are you in, Aisley?
Freshman.
I feel like the refs need to give a little bit of leeway because you're still learning the sport, and to call like doubles and all this stuff, it's like, come on, you can let that one slide. Like, it's not that serious.
No, and it was varsity, and I'm only on DV, and I had to say that I was varsity. And we swore those refs were getting paid.
That's frustrating. I feel you, Aisley. Yeah. There's some calls, but you know, at the end of the day, the refs are just doing the best they can, you know?
Just like the people at the restaurants are.
Let's talk to Joe. Joe, what is your negative shout out?
Man, my negative shout out has to go to the Las Vegas Raiders. They're breaking my heart year after year, but you know, we're hanging in there buying tickets. I just need them to make a better choice at quarterback.
Oh, man. It's been a rough one for the past few years. Do you have any hope? Is there a glimmer of hope now that Tom Brady is in the building?
Yeah, he has a good eye for it. He knows definitely what it takes. So, you know, anything's better than Luke Getsy. So, let's go.
Joe, I think we can add to that whole list. I'm sure there's people going, yeah. Also, negative shout out to my Dallas Cowboys as well. There's a lot of teams we can add to that list.
Hey, go Knights, though.
Yeah. Positive shout out to the Knights.
We always got something to look forward to.
Thanks, Joe. Hey, Kelly, who's your negative shout out to?
Shout out to all those people who wait in line at a food place I'm in a long line, and then they get up to order, and they still don't know what they want.
Oh, I know. Like, get it together. Like, you've had all this time. Figure it out.
It's like the surprise when they get up there. Oh, we're here. What should we get?
Oh, let's look at the menu now, even though we had 10 minutes to look at it before. We're getting so many negative shout-outs. Negative shout-out to all the other morning radio stations who do not wake me up in a good mood every morning.
Heart like
emoji.
That.
Thank you. Negative shout-out to the bad drivers on the 215 cutting my mom off on the way to school. Makes me not want to drive. And I have a negative shout-out from my district manager who always seems to complain about everything no matter what, no matter how hard you try. It's never good enough. Well, you know what? We're telling you, you're doing a great job. A fantastic job. No negative shout out for you.
I like it. Switch it with a positive shout out. Coldplay tickets. We have yours coming up with the Mega Minute right after Ed Sheeran.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Amy, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Woo. Good morning, guys.
Hey,
how are you?
We are good. What are you up to this morning?
Oh, just taking the kiddos to school.
They're with you right now?
They are. They are so excited. We call every morning.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Amy, kiddos, here's the deal. If you know an answer, any one of you, just shout it out. If I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on to the next question, okay?
Okay, we're ready.
All right, you guys are playing for these tickets to go see Coldplay. You've got 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or pass on one, we will come back to those questions at the end. And the Mega Minute starts now.
What professional sport did David Beckham play?
Soccer.
Yes. What chocolate slogan is, give me a break, break me off a piece of that?
Kit Kat bar.
Yes. What is the name of Mariah Carey's Christmas song that always tops the charts every season?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yes. Who created the show Grey's Anatomy?
Pass.
Jigsaw is the villain in which horror movie series? Yes. In Frozen, Anna is royalty in which kingdom?
Arendelle.
Yes.
Arendelle.
What is one type of meat that is used in shepherd's pie?
Sorry, say it again.
What is one type of meat that is used in shepherd's pie?
Ground beef?
Yes. What song brought Lil Nas X to fame?
Pass.
Who had a wardrobe malfunction while performing at the Super Bowl?
Janet Jackson.
Yes. In the song Lose Yourself by Eminem, what does he vomit on his sweater?
Oh, no.
I'm about to vomit on my sweater. Mom's spaghetti was the answer to that. Some of the ones you passed on, the creator of the show Grey's Anatomy, that's Shonda Rhimes. And then the song that brought Lil Nas X to fame was Old Town Road.
Oh, gosh.
Amy, kiddos, I'm so sorry. You guys did a great job. I love the teamwork on that one. Everyone was shouting out answers. That was fantastic. But unfortunately, not a winner. And that means that we've got these tickets, two of them, for you right now to Coldplay at Allegiant. That show is sold out. But we have your tickets right now for Caller 20 at 702-364.
9400. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, Taylor Swift, she is going to have South Florida seeing green, not red, with the first of three Eras Tour dates at Hard Rock Stadium tonight. Swift's concerts last year were estimated to have injected more than $300 million and nearly $100 million into the Los Angeles and Cincinnati economies, respectively. There's a doctor who teaches the mastermind of the Taylor Swift brand at the University of Miami. And she says that, her fans, she spent years building this loyal fan base, and they will literally follow her anywhere. And that is what makes this tour so successful. Hotels in the area, they've seen a 50% boost in bookings for the weekend.
It's huge. You just said it's colossal for the city. And you looked into tickets, and they're what, start at $5,000 for the cheapest tickets you could find?
It was just crazy. She just posted a reel in a TikTok this morning, Taylor did, of her in the stadium, just kind of there, no one's around. She's holding her cat and just looking at all this empty seats. And you just know that place is going to be chaos in a few hours.
And she brings out a special guest at every show?
Not every show. No, some shows, yes. Some it's all a surprise. But yeah, she's I really was hoping that we would be able to make it out to one of these shows, but they're just so expensive, the tickets.
Plus your airfare and hotel and everything. Yeah. When it points to get that stuff, but still those tickets are just, it's man, I just, if you got a family or you want to bring your kid there, it's just, it's outrageous, the prices.
You get to watch it on a grainy live stream like I do.
Is it an illegal live stream or does she stream it?
I'll just find someone on TikTok who's live streaming it. It comes in and out, gets kind of grainy.
It works so, for you though, right?
Yeah. Also this morning, is word of mouth advertising dead? A new poll has found that we trust our friends' opinions less than we used to. People were asked how likely they'd be to buy a product if a friend posted about it online and said it was great. Then they were asked how likely they'd be to buy it if a social media influencer said to. Older Americans, still more likely to trust a friend. But Gen Z thinks very highly of what influencers say. 57% of Gen Z say they're fairly likely to buy something an influencer suggests, compared to 40% for the stuff that their friends say to buy. Influencers ranked number one, followed by a post from a business that you follow online, an ad that pops up on your feed, and a friend's post ranked last.
Ooh, see, it depends on the friend. Like, your recommendations are always spot on. They truly are.
Thanks.
I can't think of one bad recommendation that you ever give me.
Well, that, you know, that's my thing. Like, I won't recommend it if I don't think it's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's where I get like torn on social media. Like on TikTok, I'll see these ads for all these products and I'm like, well, I know they're making money off of this. So like, do they really mean it? And once in a while, like I bought something the other day off of TikTok. What was it? Oh, I can't remember. It was, I want to say it was some sort of makeup something I bought, and it made my skin dry. I was like, see?
But they were selling it, the influencers were selling it, yeah.
I was just like, oh man, that's a bummer. This one didn't work, but I bought stuff on there before that I did like. So it's just a hit or miss kind of thing.
Once you find that person you trust, you stick with what they're saying.
Yeah, exactly. All right, see what you guys think about this. Is this fair or is this not fair? If you know the band the Pretenders, right?
Oh, classic, yeah.
If you go to more than one Pretenders show on their current tour, back on the chain, do not, under any circumstance, stand by you. Sit in the front row, because you might get kicked out of the front row, not of the whole concert. So Chrissy Hynde, the lead singer, she explained why in an Instagram post. And she wrote, when we go on tour, the whole point of it is for the band is that we are playing to a different audience every night. That is why we go on tour. We appreciate those of you who follow us and buy tickets for multiple nights. So please don't be offended if we request you to move out of the front row. She said, all we are asking is that you give the local fans a chance. This is what keeps it new for us, especially after being on tour for so many months. Now, fans are not liking this at all. What do you guys think? The comments are loaded with people saying, this is condescending. This is really self-absorbed. One person wrote, if the locals want to be up front, maybe they would have waited as long as your loyal fans who follow the tour, buy pre-sale tickets, bask in your art. Imagine being told as a fan, you just don't interest me anymore. What do you think?
I'm with the fans. I'd be upset. If I followed my favorite band and I had the money to travel and buy front row tickets, then I would expect to be able to sit in the front row. I've been supporting this band for years with my money and my loyalty. And Bono is upset. U2's upset because I'm sitting in the front row at every concert. Sorry, I bought the tickets. I paid for it. It's my right to sit here.
I agree. I mean, these are your true fans. And don't get me wrong. It's great for the locals to get in there. But if they're not like, they're not true fans. So you do you want the, not saying that they're not true fans, but like, hey, I am making sure I set my alarm for 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. when your tickets go on sale. I am making sure I pay the money to get the closest seat I can because I love your music that much. And you don't want me up there? You would rather have Bob you know, Jones who just decided, hey, want to go see the Pretenders tonight? Okay. Oh, look, I got us front row tickets and got them 2 hours ago. That's not fair.
They're coming down on the people that have been supporting them for years. The Pretenders haven't had a hit in a long time. They got some great songs. I think they're a fantastic band, but these people have been them since the 80s and they're turning their back on them. I don't like it.
Yeah. Someone just texted, if I buy my front row tickets to a band and they told me to move, they better bring a crane to move my butt. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. Finally, Friday. Getting ready for the weekend. What is wrong?
I'm gonna have to cut my toenails this weekend.
Well, some big plans for the weekend. JC's cut his toenails, everybody.
My wife is so annoyed with my toenails. Laura and I went last month on our anniversary. We went and got a manicure and pedicure together. I've never had a pedicure done before.
Oh, a couple's one at that.
Oh, yeah.
We're fancy.
Sitting next to each other, chit-chatting. And I, my fear was getting a pedicure, I'm very ticklish, that you know, they'd be working my feet and I'd get ticklish, I'd laugh or like jerk my foot and like hit the woman or something. But everything was fine, and my toenails looked amazing. The problem is I haven't done anything with them since our anniversary, September 15th. And Laura, just every time Laura sees my feet, she gets so upset. When are you going to cut your nails? Go back and get another pedicure. I'll get to them. I'll get to cutting my nails. They're not hurting anybody. And she's so annoyed right now with my toenails.
Is that like the most annoying thing about you in her opinion? Like, is your toenails? Like, if you had to ask her. Oh, wait, hold on. I think Steph is getting her on.
What?
To see what's the most annoying thing.
Well, if you're gonna get Laura on, get Matt on.
No,
too.
No, no, you're fine.
We're
you're fine.
On this road.
Hi, Laura.
Oh gosh.
Oh, what's up?
Hey, I'm so good. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Let me just tell you this. It was not 1 month ago. It was 2 months ago that we got this said pedicure, and he still has not done anything with his toes.
It was 2 months ago?
2 months. It was not for our anniversary, JC. It was like for your birthday back on August 10th.
My bad.
So JC's walking around on these stank stompers here, and you want him to take better care of them.
Yeah, I mean, for me, okay, top three. Do you want me to do top three annoying things?
Yes. What are the top three annoying things about JC? Yes, I love this. She is prepared.
Okay,
you are truly a Virgo.
Top three. Nails. Definitely his toenails. Like, he needs to just clip them on a regular basis.
Okay.
Because the thing is, I shouldn't have to remind him. Okay, number two, he doesn't share his food. The other night, I took, like, I mean, I'm telling you, Mercedes, a tiny bite of his rice. Just a little tiny bite. Lost his mind. I'm like, do you want me to microwave you some more? Like, he was so upset about me taking just a tiny bite of rice.
I can totally see him getting upset about this,
because
Laura.
Because it was the end of my dish, and the rice had all the flavors of the chicken.
No, we could have microwaved some more. I could have made you more flavors of chicken.
She's your wife. You can't give her a bite of rice. Oh, come on.
I forgot about that.
All right. And what's number three, Laura?
Number three, him and the dentist. He needs the regular teeth cleaning. I am so tired of making his appointments. Like, why do I need to make these appointments for your teeth cleaning every 6 months?
Wait a second. You make your wife make your appointments? This is unheard of. You should not have to be making those, Laura. This is his responsibility. I'm so on your side on this.
I agree. Well, the thing is, I just want him to get them done, but I'm like constantly nagging. I don't want to nag, so I just make the appointment.
I'll get a text message notification about I have a dentist appointment. I'm like, when did I make an appointment? Because Laura was in the dentist. We had to go to the same dentist, and then she'll make the appointment when she's there. I am sorry, Laura. I'll let you eat my rice this weekend. I'll cut my toenails, and I'll get my teeth clean next week.
Yeah, take care of those crusty crushers. Thank you,
Laura.
Oh, great. I guess it's all fair. All's fair in love and war here, because my husband is on the phone.
Oh, look at that. Nice work, Steph.
Hi, good morning.
What is going on, Friday, guys?
Hey, what's up, Matt? Good to hear you, buddy.
They were going to ask you what are my most annoying traits, but I'm sure you don't have anything, so we can just let you go.
Oh, I've got one juicy one.
Oh, no. Great. What is it?
You love to shop online, and with that shopping online comes the boxes.
Okay. Oh, I know what this
all
is.
All those boxes, whether it's a small one, a medium one, or one of them big boxes with nothing in it. You just love to toss the box into the bin, and then when you go to use the bin is full the day after it was empty.
He's like,
you don't break
why
them down?
Don't you break down your
she
boxes?
She doesn't break down anything. She literally asked me the other night, should I break this down? I'm like, what? Yeah, look how big it is.
You go whole box into the bin?
I just throw it in there. I think you can stack them. You know those Russian dolls that there's a smaller one inside each one? You just put the big one at the bottom, and then you put the other ones in, and you kind of stack them all in together.
Mm-mm.
It has to be emptied.
You get more,
but you have to break it down, Matt, right? Yeah, Matt breaks them down.
You break them down. I mean, God.
It gives you more room to add more recycling to the bin.
Yes, because it does take 7 days for them to come back to get the next mm-hmm. one.
Okay, let's be honest. I don't order that much where it fills the whole bin.
What?
Bad connection.
What's the last thing that you remember me ordering online?
Those cookies that came in the big box, and it had the one simple, easy-peasy piece of tape across that all you had to do was peel it off, and the box was broken.
You guys, I found these great cookies. They were at the movie theater when we went to the movies. They're called Thinsters. They're so thin. Uh-huh. You could get, like, 5 of those. It's, like, 100 calories. Nice little treat. And they're just tiny. So I bought some Thinsters.
Thinsters box. Thinsters cookies. Big old box, though.
Yeah, exactly. Not my fault.
I just envision, you know, these boxes coming, just willy-nilly tossing them into the bin.
That's
what
I
next?
Did. I just saw
them in there. Just wait. The holidays are coming, I tell you what, man. I'm in there stepping inside of it. I have to climb inside to mash it down.
Okay, well then, if you don't want any gifts, don't worry about it. I won't order anything for you.
We could always go to the store.
Yes, we could, but that's too hard.
This was good. We have to do this more often. And have Matt on second, so if you get about Laura, we hear Matt complaining about you.
Love you. Thanks
a
lot.
Later.
Coming up here next, we do have the Oh Wow Wheel. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning.
Hey, are you ready? Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
Everyone, welcome Jade to the show. Hi, Jade.
Hi. I'm excited, too.
You are a guest vetoer today. The decision is in your hands. You decide whether the person it lands on the Oh Wow Wheel, gets to play their song. We're giving it a big spin right now. And you make the call. We've got our three categories. We've got our three songs. And the wheel is slowing down. We actually have a real wheel in here. And it has landed on JC.
Yes.
Okay, Jade. So JC is going to tell you his category in his song. If you want to hear it, say play it. If you want to veto it, it's going to move to the next person. And we're not going to tell you who that is until you do the veto. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Jade, my category is a band or artist that is performing in Las Vegas this month. And I'm going with the band Modern English from the 80s, who was here last weekend performing downtown at Swan Dive. Modern English, melt with you.
All right, Jade, what do you think? You want to play or you want to veto?
I say veto.
Oh!
The veto it is.
Stings anytime it happens. It stings.
It hurts, especially when you get excited. But, you know, we can't, no bad feelings. This is why we have Jade on the show. This is why we have our guest vetoer. Well, I will say that makes me happy because it moves to me. And I get to play my song. And my category was a song whose music video you love. And I found myself just watching a ton of their videos yesterday after the tragic story of Liam Payne passing away. It was devastating. And so I started watching a lot of One Direction videos, and I love this video because it's just so nostalgic. It's so beautiful. It shows them growing up and their family. So I picked Story of My Life by One Direction for my song. So there you go. It's the Oh Wow Wheel. It's Mix 94.1.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm happy I got vetoed today. That was very nice. That was very nice.
Yeah, it was meant to be, I guess, right?
Absolutely.
That was Oh Wow Wheel. My selection was a song whose video you love, and I picked One Direction, Story of My Life. That was after JC got the veto on his. Steph, you weren't in the mix this week, but what was your category and what was your song?
My category was a 90s rock song. I went with a song that was released back in 1995, Just a Girl by No Doubt.
Always solid. You know, it's funny. My daughter's like really getting into No Doubt now. Like she's going back and like listening and to all the songs and stuff. And she's going back and listening to a lot of songs and just talking about going back earlier this morning. I can't believe the feedback that we got on that new song that we played. The new old song, I guess. David Guetta, Alphaville, and Ava Max. They just came out with their version of Forever Young. And the feedback has been absolutely insane. We played in the 6 o'clock hour. I kind of feel like we should play it again. I'm just looking at some of the texts and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm dancing in my car. This song is amazing. Play it again, please. I don't know why, but this song makes me tear up a bit. Yeah, there's some nostalgia.
Yeah,
in it, you know?
Stands the test of time, that song. It came out 40 years ago and they really do the song justice. I think it's a great job.
What, should we play it?
Yeah, let's do it again.
You guys want to hear it? Let us know what you think. We love the feedback. This is just released last night. Brand new music from David Guetta, Alphaville, and Ava Max. It is 2024's Forever Young on Mix 94.1. Don't leave the fate. What's here tonight?
Heaven can wait. No use in watching the sky. It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Yadira.
Hi.
Hey, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes.
Let's do it. We have your new Kids on the Block tickets for their brand new residency all set, ready to go. Your category is teammate. National Sports Day was on Wednesday, so these are all things that are associated with sports, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who would you like to pick as your partner?
Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Yadira, 60 seconds on the clock. Just get 6 correct and you win. And Heads Up, okay. You guys start now.
The Golden Knights, the Raiders, these are all what? The Aces, the Green Bay Packers, they're a what?
Hockey players?
Players? Let's pass. This is what they wear to play. They wear a special what?
Helmet?
No, like sports players wear, they all wear the same thing. It's their what?
Jerseys?
The whole entire thing, not just the jerseys, like the pants, the whole thing is their what?
Uniform?
Yes. If you're not playing, you're probably sitting here on the
On the bench?
Yes. Before the games, you have to do a lot of this. You go to your, to do this. Before, like we have, ours is from 2 to 4.
10 seconds.
We get better.
Pass.
Okay. Before we play, we have to do this so we don't have an injury.
Stretch.
Time just ran out.
Well, this was so much harder than it really needed to be. I do not. Yeah, you, dear, I'm so sorry. The first one was when I was saying the different Golden Knights, Raiders. That was a team. The thing that they wear. Did we get that finally? A uniform.
Uniform.
Yeah. They uniform. The practice is something they do before the games. That's practice, and then warm up before they play the game. I'm so sorry, Adira. That means, gosh, another person who does not win. I'm so tired of this. It's my fault. I'm so sorry. But Caller 20, you get these tickets for New Kids on the Block, their Las Vegas residency. 702-364-9400. Just gone.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Do not come between sports fans and their playoff games. Baseball fans are really upset because last night, after live coverage of Major League Baseball playoffs on Hulu, it was interrupted by outages last night. They report that more than 80,000 complaints came in of outages during Game 4 of the NLCS between the Mets and the Dodgers. It was also interrupted fans from seeing the wild ALCS game between the Yankees and Cleveland. That game was insane. Angry customers started flooding Hulu's X account, demanding the issue be fixed. The live stream crash came on the same day that Hulu increased the price of its bundle.
We were having issues just logging on to Hulu just to watch it. Laura wanted to watch a show last night and her password wasn't working. So I'm like, let me try it from the computer. No luck. I'm like, what's going on? I don't know why it's not working. So I literally just searched, is Hulu down? And that's when it popped up with everyone's tweets and everything.
Oh, they're so mad.
Savages. Oh my God. I'd be upset too if that's the way I decided to watch my sports. And your team in the playoffs, it goes out like that? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, both of those games were, well, the ALCS game was crazy, just back and forth, and then it ended with a walk-off. The Dodgers game, the Dodgers just destroyed the Mets. It was, if you're a Dodgers fan, it was a great game, I guess.
Yankees, Cleveland, 3 games to 1? Is that, or 2-1?
Two games to one. So, also this morning, is this really time saved, or does this just make it so you're going to have to end up doing more work in the end? There's a new report that has found that AI is already saving people an average of an hour a day at work. They did this poll and they found that people who use AI at work, the average person says it saves them a full 60 minutes. Energy and utilities was the industry where it's saving the most time, 75 minutes. Aerospace and defense was last, but still they averaged 52 minutes. So that's pretty good.
Same time.
The average tech worker said 66 minutes a day. 27% say it's better for a work-life balance. And a lot of people think that they're still doing the same amount of work. It's just different in how they're doing it.
I remember kind of when ChatGPT first came a thing about a year or so ago. Didn't we write out we had them write out a radio segment for us and we acted it out on the air to see if people picked up on it?
Yeah, it wasn't very good though. That was the thing. They didn't do a good job with that.
They didn't know our personalities or anything.
Yeah, maybe if we try it again at some point, we could see if it's better now. Maybe the technology has gotten better, but yeah, at that point it was pretty obvious.
Yeah, I think we have to write too about our personalities. This is coming from a guy who's married with no kids. Yeah. This is coming from a woman who's got 2 kids. Yeah.
Finally this morning we are talking about the new music from Alphaville, David Guetta, and Ava Max, and there's another song that a lot of people are talking about this morning. Bruno Mars and Rosé from Blackpink. Rosé co-wrote and co-produced her entire brand new album called Rosie, and that drops on December 6th, and she is her solo album is going to be straight up pop. So Bruno Mars heard this demo version of this new song called APT and he loved it so much he produced it and he decided he really wanted to collab with Rosé on it. Here, let me give you a little taste of that song. To play it. APT, it's short for apartment in English, but it also means apartment in Korean. And in Korean, it's pronounced apata, and that's what they're saying in the song's chorus. And it's about a massive hit drinking game in Korea called APT. And that's the idea behind the song. So in Bruno's verse, he says, turn this apata into a club. And you got to watch the video and stuff. But it's all about a drinking game in Korea. But it reminds me a lot of Mickey. Remember from Tony Basil?
Oh, Mickey. Yeah,
it reminds me a lot of that.
It's a little punky sound to
it,
too.
Yeah, you guys want to hear it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it. Okay, Rosé and Bruno Mars. The song is called APT. It's Mix 94.1.
태양이가 좋아하는 랜덤 게임. 랜덤 게임. 게임 start. 아파트, 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 아파트.
One Direction, that song hits differently today. It's a good sound right there.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to playing another One Direction song if we get a request for it. Yeah, definitely. But keep all those requests coming in at 702-364-9400. It's time for the Rewind Quiz, where we are going to take it back to another year and not just try to guess the song, but try to guess it when it is played rewound.
We're going back to 1999. I thought this was interesting. On October 18th, 1999, this song had been on the charts for 6 weeks. It was sitting at number 58, on its way to a peak of number 7, which it didn't hit until July of 2000. So this song is a popular song, but it's a slow rise into the top 10.
That's crazy. It came out in 1999, yeah. And then in 2000, that's when it really like hit its stride. Okay,
let me play it for you backwards and tell me who this song who it is here.
The thing with this artist is I recognize the artist, I know the band, but it's like, which song? Because they all sound very similar. I'm going to say, I think it's Creed.
Mm-hmm.
As for the song, I'm going to go with Higher on this one.
Is it Creed Higher?
All right, lucky guess. Even backwards, Scott Staff sounds exactly the same.
It's the same. We'll be here New Year's Eve here in Las Vegas, and it's kind of wild. The song peaked. Hit the top 10, but it took a few months to get there. But here it is. It's Creed. It's Higher. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.